to Xbox Game Radio episode 23. I'm your host DG Crazy, and today we are with T-Bone X. Hello.
Hello.
And we don't have any emails this time, but we came close to getting an email. But my first topic is, of course, IRC. And I want to explain to you all what IRC is for those who don't know, but T-Pomix didn't know, so I'll just explain it to you. So IRC, which stands for Internet Relay Chat, I don't know why, sort of like a chat room. You go in, and on one side, it says all the people that are in there, and you can have private chat with them, or you can just chat in the main menu. And you can get some IRC menus that are IRC rooms that are like packed and always having conversations.
Like talking in it.
Yeah. And yeah, like
idling it, none about talking.
Yeah. Like BinRev, that channel, like really late at night there's some people talking. But like usually there's just some people that it's like they're bots, like they just stand there. Like this one person named TEA, I think, like, it's a bot, because it's always there, and it's
Why do they put bots on it?
I don't know, like, I think bots can, like, ban people and stuff, I don't know how, but some chat rooms have, like, bots in them, and they just stay there, maybe to keep the room open, I don't know, but, yeah, like, I was in the Sean Kennedy IRC yesterday at Rant Radio, and there was like a list was like huge. It was like probably 50 people.
What were you on when I was watching?
I was just in BinRev, I'm pretty sure, because like later on I was listening to the stream of Rant Speak, and I missed it because I was watching another movie, and but before I was. You know, I think it's sort of weird in that chat room. Not really nice discussions. But that's basically IRC, and if you go to MIRC.com, you can download that client, and when you first open it up, you choose your nickname, and you can go to the servers, and you can pick, like, there's chat, and then there's games, and then, like, they have pre-made ones, and then you can go to, like, different websites of IRC, usually. So, that's IRC for you, basically. So I suggest you check it out, because it's pretty fun. It's pretty good. Like, I personally didn't like those MSN chat rooms, because they were just, like, they didn't really have a purpose. Like, these ones sort of, like, BinRev, you talk about, like, I don't like the show and everything, and it seems like they're just better. I like them more. So, that was my topic. Do you have anything? Do you have another topic?
Well, I have to. It's not really a topic. It's more of a comment.
Yeah.
Is I think they should really fix up Xbox Live, because I'm getting Xbox Live, and it seems like every time I'm at your place, it won't let us connect, or the voices sound crappy, or...
Yeah, and, I have a feeling maybe yesterday it was because, like, I was downloading, and when I'm downloading, that takes up, like, 90% of my internet connection, and then it's, like, I mean, it takes, like, 30 seconds to load Google, and I have high speed, so, I mean, but, like, some... Like, on a general basis, when no one's downloading, and, I mean, Halo 2, it seems like, it always says, we're having network difficulties when I try to join other games. Like, I can join, matchmaking games, but when I try to join other games, it seems like it always says network errors. Yeah, matchmaking, like, it didn't even find anyone.
Well, it like, found people, and then, like...
Closed down the game, because it's like, we could not find anyone.
Yeah.
It was like...
But, and I didn't understand. See, I think there was people in Microsoft, but they were all matchmaking because I went and found like hundreds of games, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as I clicked on one, it would say the game has already started.
Yeah.
So either everyone's just going into matchmaking and there's like hardly any room for anyone, or I don't know, because I tried to create a game and...
Yeah, but I have to give props to Halo 2 and Underground 2, Need for Speed Underground 2, because they both have good sort of Xbox Live matchmaking. Like, some games you have to, like, go into a lobby and then you pick a game and it closes down. But for Underground 2, I know, like, last night, it was working pretty good, and it was, like, you go in and then you say what kind of game you want, and then you just go, like, it starts searching for you. It automatically puts you into a game. I mean, sometimes the people are really stupid because you get into a game with four people, and that's how many you want, and everyone goes to ready, and then you're about to push, like, the start game button, and then, like, someone leaves, and then you have to wait again, and then, like, some people just come in and out, and some people come in, and they're like, oh, this game sucks, and then they come out. But yesterday, someone came in, like, oh, I'm gonna get pwned, and then they came, and then they went out. It's sort of stupid, like, and what I don't like about that is you have to push, like, the ready button when you're ready. I mean, I think there was another game like that, but, I mean, why do you need that? You join into a game, you should just, until you get four people, then you could just start. You don't need to press, like, I'm ready to start. Sort of stupid.
I think, I wanted to play Mexico Online really bad, because it's the first game that has taken complete control over the new Xbox version 3.
Oh yeah, does it?
Mhm. Like,
Xbox Live.
Yeah, I forget what it did, but it might have been Halo and some Tom Clancy games that came out.
And these...
Maybe it was Recon 2. I think it was Recon 2 and Microsoft 2, and they are, like, the only games out right now that have, the Xbox Live version 3.
So what's different in version 3?
I'm not exactly sure. I did know before because I was asking this one guy because, like, oh, there's elements and...
No,
because
you, like, told me something, but I forgot.
Man, I forget, too. It's something... You can do something with your friends list.
Yeah, but... Halo 2 has a pretty good friends list, but, I mean,
where are you getting all your friends? It seems like there's 20 new people on your friends list, like, every single...
No, not really, but, some people, for some reason, I don't know why, they're just, like, occasionally, I don't go on Xbox phones as much as I do, but when I do, I sort of, like, even in the non-Xbox Live, like, you know, there's a phone dedicated to that, I seem to find people, like, talking about, like, in Halo 2, for instance, like, oh, yeah, I remember this one amazing Xbox Live game, and then I just, like, oh, you have Xbox Live?
Yeah,
just
add me,
and then, like, every time I go on to Xbox Live, they're like, someone has requested you to be their friend, and then I accept.
Cause I updated my Gaia journal today.
Yeah.
And it was basically, like, a sum up. It was, like, summing it. So, I called it, like, the title was Old Veteran Rambling on About War. And it was about, like, the huge, huge stuff that was happening during when Xbox forums were really popular. All on Xbox forums.
Yeah, veteran, yeah.
Like, war against, like, three different armies, and it was fun.
Yeah. I was gonna go on and make a thread, like, where's Theta or something, and, like,
I always do that,
and then one time I got a thread that's, like, Theta sucks, and
I'm like, where's Theta, and everyone's like, oh, he got a girlfriend now, so he never goes online anymore, and
yeah,
then,
but he seems to, like, reply to my emails, like, when I sent them, so,
yeah, but
he's too busy
email.
For
he
that,
he doesn't go on the forum,
yeah,
because he emailed
me, yeah. But he never mentioned, like, a girlfriend. He's like, oh, I've been busy these past few months. But, I mean, no one's, like, busy, like, with a girlfriend 24/7.
Like,
and
even, I asked the captain why he is always off. He's like, oh, I'm busy with hockey and school and paintball.
Yeah. And, which guild?
What?
Well, you said the captain. Did you mean the captain of your guild?
The captain, you know, the captain from the... Captain Hanglider.
Oh, Captain Hanglider, yeah. So you talked to him on MSN?
He's always basically, he just leaves his MSN on turn, so if he sees his new email, he'll get it, but usually he's, like, away at, like,
yeah, I hate people that
paintball or
I hate people that do like their emails constantly on, and then
well, some people do that because they don't want to talk to people, but other people do that because they're actually away 24/7.
Yeah, but one day I left my email on like 5 different places, and then when I got home, it's like you have been shut off by another computer.
Like half an hour ago.
What?
Guess who was on MSN like half an hour ago that I didn't talk to and I haven't talked to in like a long time?
Who?
Alex.
Alex.
Boy.
Oh. Yeah, he hasn't been on a long time though. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in.
Well, it used to be when he had a girlfriend, he was constantly.
Yeah,
on.
He was. But I guess.
But now he's not anymore.
So. Yeah, true.
Like, I use MSN. Well, I only know if I like MSN. I go on, like, days where I hate MSN,
yeah,
but I still
too.
Use it. It's like a need for me now.
Yeah, it's like
I do so much business on MSN, it's just like
yeah, I don't know, it's like, MSN is like, what was I gonna say, like, I don't know, it's just like, once you get, like, into it, you have a lot
it's
of people.
A necessity.
But, like, then sometimes you hate it because you just have meaningless conversations with people, and then there's, like, those few people on your list that you actually have
there's
a different conversation.
Where I can actually
yeah.
Carry a conversation.
Yeah, me too. Like, there's
you know
so
it's going to be weird if you know when Kenny comes back.
Yeah, we're going to have to get him on.
That's going to be really
yeah, so.
Weird.
And then he'll be DDP Hack Radio. Yeah.
In the guilds.
Yeah.
I advertised our website.
Did you?
Yeah, because
cool.
I'm like, what's your favorite? I made a topic, what's your favorite gaming show? I'm like, it's funny, I co-host a gaming show. Here's the link if anyone's interested.
Yeah, and like.
Because I hate sounding like I'm advertising.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm always like,
you just take
in.
You just take a thread and you're like, Xbox.co.nl, go. That's how it sounds really
yeah.
Weird. But,
I wish there should be somewhere where you can advertise. Like, I was looking at the guy.
Like, some people are nice, and they're like, oh, if you want to advertise, just PM me.
On the Gaia.
Yeah.
On the Gaia. And because, did you know Gaia has its official news, an official newspaper?
That's it. Like, that goes
yeah,
around
has,
people's houses.
It has a fashion magazine, and it has a newspaper, then it has, like, an, advertising.
You mean, like, on the internet, or...
On the internet, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, one that goes around, like, you can buy it at a newsstand.
No, that would be cool.
Yeah, it's like, what's new in Gaia? I don't know.
But, yeah, so I went on there, I was looking at the advertising magazine, and like, yeah, you can advertise, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a perfect opportunity to advertise an Xbox. And I'm like, any advertisements off this site will not be allowed and will be deleted. And I'm like, so like, what all the people do there is advertise, like, you know, little bars and hotels and
yeah.
Nobles and stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's good to advertise in your signature, because, like, that's what I do for all my forms.
I basically decided I want to make a gaming guild with guys.
Yeah.
I think,
what about,
I have to
Jane, what's the name, though? Gaming guild? That wouldn't sound good.
No, Nextbox Gaming.
That would be cool.
No, Xbox. Next Generation Gaming. So it's the NGG.
Cool. That was like, Xbox, like, is that,
I
that's like
I
a universal name for everything.
Xbox Guild, but like, I bet 3/4, like, 99% don't even know who we are.
Yeah, like, that's like, 3/4 is 75%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, Nextbox is, like, our universal name for everything. If we come up with something new, it's Nextbox, whatever. Nextbox Gamer Magazine. Nextbox Official Radio. Nextbox Solo. Nextbox Regular Radio.
Because the guild is like, oh, I'm going to send everyone, like, we're going to make our own magazine, and I'm like, oh, I see.
Yeah, magazine, like, I'm going to try to get it out, but it's not
going
to...
Are you going to, like, sell it, or are you going to, is it going to be, like, a newsletter type thing? Is it going to be, like, an e-letter, or more of a, like, a...
I'm going to print it out, but I don't think I'll sell the first issue, because, like...
I don't think they'll sell any issues.
No, because, like...
Who's going to buy a Huey or, Alex?
I need gaming people.
But not, like, random people.
Random people. I'll put things that'll be, like, for the regular schmo, Joe Schmo.
I woke up at, like, 5:30 today.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep at all. Like, it felt like I had a hangover.
Yeah, because I woke up at 4, and,
like, I couldn't...
I'm like, I can't do this at 8.
If I had any light, like, even still, it feels like I'm, like, sick a little bit. Like, I'm looking at my light, and it's, like, blinding me. And then, because...
Just go into a dark room and sit in the corner.
It was, like, completely dark, but there's still light coming from the hall. And so I was, like, covering my face up, and then I realized I couldn't breathe.
I'm just, like, in my room, sitting on the floor in the corner. So much easier. I was tied to that.
The light coming through the door was horrible, and then cracked the light coming through the window, and
yeah,
it was just horrible. I wanted to get up, but
now I don't know how long the episode is. Probably not an hour, but I'm gonna have to check my.
What episode?
This episode.
Yeah, we started at 11:36. That's the time.
Yeah. Okay, so
we started.
Let's just continue going and.
So it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, I was about to say, I missed the stream last week, and I was so mad at myself, because I was...
I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to about half of it.
Yeah, so at least
because
you know...
the first part, it made me so angry, I thought you cut me out of it, and then...
I was
so angry, and then I started, like, repeating it. Call of Duty is a game about World War II, and it kept doing it over and over and over again.
No, because Nick84, forgot there was a show on, so he was testing something out, like, playing some clips, and then he, like, emailed me, like, I was gone, so I didn't get the email, and he's like, you may have noticed next part starting, like, 5 minutes late, and I forgot there was
more like 7 minutes late. It was 7 minutes late.
At least it's 5 or 7.
Well, it was 7.
He said 5 or so, so that could have been...
Well, it was
6, 7, 8,
he should know if it's his show, or his little job, he should know what time it was late. It was 7 minutes.
I don't care, because I missed it anyway.
It was 7 minutes.
That would be funny if, like, a whole ton of people were, like, scheduled to listen in and, like, what is this?
I seriously thought, I'm like, oh, man, we're going to lose a whole pile of our listeners here.
No, but I wanted to listen to this.
Like, there's a new show on Hacker Media, it's like, brand new show about life's oldest stuff, I'd listen to it, and then if it starts, okay? If it starts...
Repeating? You know, like, this show...
No, if it starts at the beginning, it has, like, two words at the beginning, and suddenly it gets cut out by this guy that says, like...
Call of Duty is a good game.
And has the Microsoft fan voice, I'd, like, stop listening to the show, like, 2 minutes into it.
Yeah, but, like, I wanted to listen into the stream so I could see how many listeners we got, but...
How can you tell that?
Because, like, you can go to the, I have an admin account on our page, and
then
you can see how many stream listeners you got. But...
But, yeah, it was bugging me. And then I got into this, I forget what it was, I think it might have been, it was either Uberlito or, I think it was Uberlito.
Yeah.
It, like, started, and it's like, welcome to Uberlito, and then suddenly our show came on. I'm like, oh, man, I was, like, looking forward to listening to that show.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I'm like, well, at least it's next box, I want to listen to that. And then I keep saying, thinking serious, man, like, but this Microsoft fan guy comes on.
It was a messed up night, but, I mean, next week, it'll be good.
I hope.
Yeah. and this time
I'll... just see you getting another email. Sorry, guys, half an hour of your show is taking off.
No, I deleted the only file of episode 22, so they made up for it by getting that file back from me, because they, like, apparently save it in some archive. but...
Why did you delete episode 22?
Yeah, I don't know, it just, like, I looked on my desktop, that's why I saved it, and, like, I deleted it, and then I'm like, well, that's okay, because I still have to...
So, are you doing any shows by yourself anymore?
What?
Are you doing any shows by yourself anymore?
I don't really want to, because, like, we're on BinRev now, and probably isn't as interesting to listen just to me, but I think, like, sometimes I will. But I figure we can... This is Tuesday, isn't it? I think we recorded the show last Tuesday as well, so I figure we could probably record it Tuesday night.
What?
I said this is Tuesday today, so...
No, it's Monday today.
No, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
No, it's Monday.
Really?
If it was Tuesday...
Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
We would be going to school tomorrow.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Okay,
I thought we were going to school on Thursday.
No.
I'm so sad about that, going to school, like, on for an extra day.
Yeah, sucks.
Especially, I heard our teacher, you know how we had,
Your teachers are lying to you?
Your teacher.
Yeah. For history?
For history?
Yeah.
Well, then she's like, oh, you'll probably be getting a science teacher now.
Science teacher?
That would be great.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
That would be just great.
And I was listening to one episode, and you're like, the teachers are lying to us.
Well, they always do. They always do. They say one thing, and then they say another right after it.
It seems like they, like, talk down to us, but, like, okay.
They have no respect.
Yeah.
They say they do, but they don't.
But
there's another one.
But we have the most respect for
you. That proves my point. It's, like, 3 points right in one sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, so, not a good week last week. The show started late. I missed the stream.
Last week was a good week. I had the whole week off.
Yeah, but the show started late. I missed
the stream.
The whole week off. Yeah, I know. It was
a good week. The whole week. Oh, that's why.
What?
Oh, did your parents think you were smoking?
No, they didn't notice. I sprayed.
I
sprayed Lysol all over the house.
I went downstairs. I'm like, huh, who is smoking? And then ended up, I got a whole, you know how I bought a whole bunch of tapes?
Yeah.
And movies?
Yeah.
Well, they all smell like smoke.
Yeah, that's why. It's like when you put it in, it, like, emits smoke from the tape recorder.
Yeah.
From the tape player.
So I'm watching this one. I'm in the middle of this one movie.
You guys are so high-tech, and yet you're so low-tech. Like, we, like, hardly ever watch VHSs.
Well, see, my grandpa...
And you have, like,
good
computers.
He has a whole list, okay, of VHSs.
Yeah.
And I think he has, like, 328.
You should get him, like, I don't know, some, like, huge family gift. You should get him one of those things. It's a VCR, and you put in the VHS, and it puts it onto a DVD. My cousin's got that.
But then you
cool.
would be wasting VHS.
Well, then you could sell them at a garage sale.
That would be illegal, because he tapes the movies onto the...
So it doesn't matter, like, as long, as long as...
Oh, yeah, you could tape
you can,
over it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just say that, yeah.
Yeah.
And, does he have Look as well, or does he have Bell Express?
He has Bell.
Cool. But, so, it was good week last week, kind of bad week, but this week I'm going to set my little
this week
watch.
Is gonna suck.
Yeah, this week is going to suck ass. I'm going to set my alarm to 8 o'clock p.m. on Thursday. Well, I'm going to say 7:57. And then I'll listen in. It seems
yeah,
like the show...
I told you at 10.
It seems the show off the hook and off the wall.
That was...
Yeah, I came on at 10 and I'm like, oh, crap.
And I kept looking on because... And I told your mom to call.
Yeah.
And I was on MSN. I'm like, oh, maybe I should get off the internet. And I kept going on MSN, like, all throughout the day.
Yeah, because, like, I just couldn't... I don't think, like, my voice at the start, at, like, the starting, like, now I'm a bit more awake. It was, like, all...
I'm trying to be a moderator, because you know what guild I'm in?
Yeah.
It just was released, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, so you made your
voice. And so what they did was they went to video game discussion.
Yeah.
And they chose, like, the people they thought were, like...
Hey, were you one of them?
Anubius.
Yeah.
And I was one of them.
So you're a moderator?
No, I'm trying... He's, like, if... well, after so and so much, we'll see who has the most, like, best posts and the most posts, and then we'll make them a moderator.
That's a bit too stupid. So I mean, what you do is you take your friends on Guy and you make them moderators. You don't go and go through a whole audition. It's like...
not everyone has friends on Gaia.
It's like moderator idol. Let's see who's the best moderator.
I've been checking it, and every time someone posts, I like post like two times.
So now it's like a competition.
My, OMFG hat.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this one girl offered me 50 gold for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
How much 50 gold? Yeah, it's like worth about like 6,000.
Yeah.
But really, I'm not donating. I got a sealed letter, right?
Yeah.
Like, I bought it for 6,000, got, no, 5,700.
Is it the donation item?
Yeah, it's like a sealed envelope.
Yeah.
And then I said, nah, I'm not going to, I want to get a guild going, so I sold it for 6,000. So I made it like 300 gold.
Oh, yeah, yes.
How's that thing going along? He's like, oh, I have 35 gold. And, but,
he's probably going to be the missing link. Like, it's going to...
I don't think I'll let him in. I said to him, if he doesn't give me 5,000 gold, 5K, by the time I make the guild, he'll be part of it, but I'm not going to make him a mod.
Yeah.
And he won't make any profit off of it.
Yeah, because, like... we'll have to divide.
Yeah, Alex said, I never actually got confirmation with him. But last night, he was buying all the stuff, and I'm like, oh, you're going to lose all your gold. Are you going to be part of this guild or not? He's like, yeah, I'm probably going to stop when I'm at 5K, and I'm going to give it to you. Like, right now, I have 8K.
You do?
Yeah.
And you only need 5. Well, so you have 3K to spend.
Well, I'm selling an item because I got a gift box on Gaia.
Yeah.
And I'm starting the bid at, I think, 3,300.
Yeah.
And the buy now price is 7.
You should probably get 10K because
I'm going to work until you guys... I think I'm going to have to get 10K because I think you'll only end up getting 5K. You'll only gain 5K.
No, we'll just do that.
But I'm close. I'm surprised how fast I'm getting gold. I think I'll be getting, like, 10K very shortly.
I mean, I could like, sell all
the
my
truth,
stuff.
I'm not at 8K yet, but I'm, like, very close to it. Like, I'll be at 8K before school's over.
Yeah. But, like, I could sell all my stuff and get 5K, probably more. But I mean, like, it's taken me so long to make that, I'm just
that's what someone told me. They said, sell all your spirited stuff that you got from Caroling.
Yeah.
For 6,000 gold, because that's what it's all worth together.
Yeah. And
but I want a souvenir from the Christmas event.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to sell it.
Yeah.
Even though I hate the items, I only like the one item.
Yeah. Did you, like, did you open those on Christmas? Because if you opened it on Christmas, you got a rare, I know.
It was any... if you opened it on Christmas, you'd get the same present as if you opened it today.
Uh-huh.
They just said it was rare item, which... it's not... It depends. It's not rare, because so many people have it, and it didn't cost them anything. All it cost them was an hour of their time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so everyone has them. Like, they're all over the marketplace. Like, those veils. I'm still waiting. I have 8. And I'm going to wait, like, a year.
Until they're all gone off
the marketplace. And then I'm going to try to sell them all for, like, 1,000 each.
Yeah, that'll work, probably. And
because this guy was telling me what he did. He bought a force field envelope from, from November, I think. Yeah, from November. He bought 4 of them.
Yeah.
And then he gave one to his friend as a present. And he kept one. And then he kept the other two sealed. And then he sold them like 2 days ago. And he made like 24,000 off them.
24,000?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
For,
like, I don't know, I think it was good that I donated to Gaia, because, like, I mean, it's pretty good, and I want them to get a better server, because it sucks. It's always, like, page cannot be displayed.
Well, so. Lately, it hasn't been doing that. Well, I had a glitch yesterday that really made me mad.
And then sometimes it's like, sushi, database error.
I got a gift box.
Yeah.
Where I clicked on it, and then I got it, and it was in my inventory. And every time I clicked, yes, I would like to open it, it logged me out. And so I kept doing it over and over again, and kept logging me out, so after like the sixth try, I said, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, because like some days, like on Christmas Day, you couldn't open any of the, I couldn't open that gift box you gave me.
Yeah, I couldn't, well, I could open mine, but they were going really, really slow.
Like I opened
but
it, and then it's
a
like,
half hour to open one gift.
Yeah, it was really,
like in the afternoon, that was in the morning, and I opened about 3 in the morning. And then in the afternoon, it was like, page could not be displayed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and in case some people don't know what we're talking about, it's www.gaia, which is G-A-I-A, online.com.
Which is like forum about everything you can think of.
Yeah, it's...
What do you go on mostly?
I'd probably go on, like, as forums.
Like, posting and making topics and stuff.
Oh, probably, like, I have my, computers and technology. I sometimes go in general discussion and games, but I don't post, like, my own threads.
See, I, like, what I do is I post and make topics the most that you can perform.
Yeah.
And what I do is I work around general discussion. So that means I, like, basically just do the polls and stuff to get me gold. But if I also read the topic and there's, like, maybe once out of, like, 20 topics that interest me, so I'll post, like, 2 sentences in.
Okay, hold on. Can you just, like, continue talking? I'm just going to sit down the phone for a sec.
And then, music, I posted once in a while if something interests me. And, the TV movie stuff, I post hardly ever, but I do once in a while. Yeah. So basically, then I was looking at other people. You know how you can see other people's posts?
Yeah, I just...
And that's how you found out about my caroling thing?
Yeah, because you're like, how do you carol?
That's what I'm afraid of now, to write anything. I don't want anyone else to know, because now everyone can see it. Except Guy has been getting glitches, and you know where you go, view my topic?
Yeah.
That's how you keep track of your topics.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, half my topics I make or post in aren't there.
Yeah, why not?
I have no idea.
Well, Gaia has a ton of glitches, and every time, and I'm going to say this like the whole time, every time they add something new, something else goes wrong.
Yeah, every time they add something, they added the phishing exchange.
And then, like, the whole page had to go down for it. Like, usually it isn't down.
Remember when Gaia phishing came out?
Yeah, it did.
Like, everything was down. All the shops.
I know, maintenance was down. Like, everything was under maintenance.
The guilds were down. Everything's down. The guilds have major glitches in them right
they
now.
They could have shut down the site and it wouldn't be any different. Cause
and you know what really bugs me about Gaia though?
What?
Is I was talking to this one girl and she said, she was talking about how her friend, had this, like, person that, her friend was questing.
Yeah.
For, 120K item.
120K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at this one thing. Well, I'll tell you the story after. And then, so she was questing for a 120K item.
Yeah.
The guy donated her double what she was questing for. It ended up being gold because this guy, he logged on one day and then on, what it said was he had 10,100 Gaia gold.
So, like, a million or what?
About a million.
I think, I don't know,
10,000. So, like, just like...
Yeah, that must be a million. Yeah,
yeah. And then he was just donating half of it.
I wouldn't do that. Basically, what I do is buy every single item that appeals to me. Like, I hate people that have so much gold and then they buy, like,
I buy every item that appeals to me, but I donate to people because I'll tell you what. When the Gaia people found out about this glitch gold, because they basically know everything that's going on in Gaia, they also can know what his trades are. So every person he traded with, whether it was had to do with glitch items or glitch gold,
they take it away. They're so mean, like, there's a glitch, they get up.
They banned them. They banned her friend just because some guy donated glitch gold to her.
I mean, like, they're so mean, like, they ban people for stupid reasons.
And everything. But she had no idea that it was glitch gold. She just said, oh, look, like, if I donated you, like, 400,000 Gaia gold, would you think it was glitch gold?
Yeah, because I don't
think you'd... Well, you probably would, but if it was me... Like,
if some stranger came up to me
from someone, I'd be a little bit questioning. But there's some people that make that much over time.
If someone came up to me and gave me 100 gold, I wouldn't suspect anything. And it could have been glitch gold.
But I could donate you 1 gold, and you would think it was a joke. But that 1 gold could be glitch gold and could get you banned for a lifetime.
So like, you don't want to accept donations from people because
I'm just scared now.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting donations for my guild quest, and, like, I quested for 200, right?
Yeah.
If 100 people gave me 200, I have enough to get, the guild.
Yeah.
And this one guy, he donated me 202, and I thought that was sort of a funny number.
202?
Yeah. Just 2 over my limit. But that's what some people do. They get an account, and then they know how to get this glitch, because there's something... If you do something, for like, on the whole day, you can do something, and it'll allow you to get this glitch gold. And then what they do is they just donate all their gold to like 100 different people.
And they delete the account.
And then they delete... Well, you can't delete your guy account.
Well, then they just don't
go on
it.
Well, they just don't go on it because already it'll be banned. But there you go. They got like 100 people banned.
Yeah, that's mean. That's, I guess, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What I'd do is I'd find out how to get this glitch and then keep it all to myself.
No, but they would eventually find out because they know it. Moderators also know how to get this glitch.
If you never bought anything and if you never donated anything to anyone, then...
Yeah, they still know. As soon as someone does this glitch, it takes them about a week to find out and then you're banned for a lifetime.
Well, first of all, if they ban my IP, I'll go on a different computer and my IP changes.
No, they don't ban your IP, they ban your
account. I know, but then,
tell me, how are you going to avoid that? Because even you could say, oh, I'll trade it all to my offshore account.
Yeah, but and then they'll ban that, too.
And if you, that account, and see, this is a huge thing, because that account, if it does another account, that account does another account.
You can't win.
They all get banned.
You can't win. I don't know. I think I'll just stay the good route and not do this glitch. I doubt I'd even find out what it is until it happens. But they're so mean. I mean, say I have my own, like,
but
you know.
Some people do it for justice. They do it just to be, like, you know how I said some people do it to be mean and just ban random people?
Yeah.
Well, this one person was talking about how they did it.
And they, like,
and
did
they
it
went
to them.
They went to Gaia, the marketplace.
Yeah.
And they went to most expensive items, and you know how there's, like, 20,000 billion... gold to get, like, a skirt.
Yes.
Well, they buy it.
Yeah.
And then they teach them a lesson not to put the price that high, so now they're banned. And what sucks about banning is you're not warned ahead, so you can't do anything with your items.
So why would...
Like...
I don't understand. Why would the moderators ban people for receiving this gold?
Because how would they know?
Because
it's still glitch gold. And if that ever happened, like, say if someone got, like, 2 billion gold...
Yeah.
Because think of it, Gaia has an economy. If they keep getting all this glitch gold in, the economy will be completely ruined. Everyone will want, like, tons of money for... If the people know, people have tons of money and are just throwing it away, they'll ask for tons of money. So for a dry-dress skirt, which is 50 gold right now, that's the value of it, they'll make it 50,000.
That's just...
And plus, look, everything, like, the most expensive item on Gaia is about 200,000 gold, I'd say.
And that's actually worth it?
That item would be like, it's not, that's the average price of that item.
That's actually worth it. That item's actually worth 200,000.
Because,
but then there's
Angel Halo, it's an Angel Halo.
Yeah.
And it was the first donation item ever on Gaia.
Yeah.
But, that item would be like a penny to these people. So it would completely ruin the economy.
I wish I was there, like, 4 years ago to be, like, one of the first people.
I found out how to be a moderator on Gaia.
Who?
Well, they chose, did you know the Gaia's two websites before? I just went www.gaiaonline.com.
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Well, it was called GoGoGaia.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
And then it was just GoGaia.com.
Yeah.
And now it's GaiaOnline.com.
Yeah.
And whoever was on GoGoGaia,
yeah,
are basically the moderators. Like, if you didn't have any crime, if you were never banned,
yeah,
or communicated with anyone banned, like, have you ever PM'd or traded with both your accounts, you know, other ones banned?
I don't know, I don't think I've PM'd it, I've traded with
because
it.
If they say, you know how I traded, or I PM'd myself the one time?
Yeah.
If I just do that, or if I trade with a banned person, any person, or even a person that has been warned,
yeah,
or if I have been warned, or if I, or banned for a period of time,
oh,
they will not let you be moderated. You can have no, like, you can't know anyone that has done anything.
Damn it.
You have to be, like, completely super good, and you have to be on when it was, like, right at the beginning.
I, like, didn't start doing my timer, so I didn't.
Basically, you can't be a moderator anymore.
Basically, no.
Unless everyone, like, quit.
If you go to gogoguy.com, did it, like,
yeah,
say...
Yeah, it'll just be Guy Online.
Or maybe it, like, says, we have switch pages, or whatever. I'm just gonna use, hopefully we're not over our time slot, because, okay, we're pretty good. We have 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes left.
Okay, what time is that?
Yeah.
12:24.
Topic I've ever done.
I know.
That topic is the first of the show.
We're gonna, do it till 12:34.
Okay.
That'll be a good show, even if we're just a few minutes under an hour. I figure if we get a 50-minute show, that's good enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Gaia is good and Gaia is bad, because Gaia is bad because the moderators ban people for stupid reasons and they're so
the
evil.
The moderators on Gaia are evil.
They are.
The moderators on Xbox are lazy. And the only
they don't even moderate.
I've ever seen is Stanley Wu. Now, there's a moderator. He's tough, but he's fair.
Isn't there good at moderators on Knights of the Republic?
Yes. He's like the boss of the Knights of the Republic. And he's tough, but he's fair. Like, he makes these rules, okay? And if you step a toe over it, you're banned. But they're easy rules. Like, you can't... They're straightforward rules. Like, you won't be like, oh, well, I didn't know this. You'll know it.
Because they're obvious.
The rules are like, well, if you do this, but if you don't do that... If you, they're like, if you get glitch gold, and then you, like, sign off or log on, or if you don't tell the moderator, if you tell the moderator in the first 2 minutes, you get it, you're not banned, but you do get a warning, and then you make up all these rules.
There's so much, like, segue room to go around in them. Like, they have, like, hundreds of rules, and they have, like, rules for each forum, and they have...
They have rules for... Like, each type of guild.
I know, they have rules, but, like, for...
Each guild has its own set of rules.
But, they're like computer and technology. If you, okay, they, in the first, the thing, there's a first post. If you post some of those, like, questions, like it says questions that you shouldn't post because they give you the answer to, like, which OS is better, and they say, well, all the OSs have a, like, they're good points, and they have a whole ton of questions that are obvious and you don't need to ask, and then if you ask them, then, like, you could get banned because, like, you're spamming.
Yeah, and what really bugged me is, you know how people bump their topic?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in video game discussion or any of those discussion stuff,
yeah,
if you bump it, if someone reports you, you will be banned. You can't bump discussion. And half the time, I want an answer to my question. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I know.
If it gets, like, way back,
if it gets to, like, the 50th
page, no one searches for anything.
I don't search.
Yeah, either do I. And
yeah, why doesn't the search function work? You can only search for authors' names. Like, it's never worked, I don't think.
Yeah, and then what also bugs me is people complain about, oh, there's already a Halo thing on the first page. Well, maybe you're asking different. Like, I like my own thing because it's not as crowded. Like, my own thread instead of going to someone else's. Because I don't even bother going into threads and posting if it's, like, replies 174.
Because it's just so many repetitive that if you, like say it again,
it's
like,
my rule is if it's under, like, 36, I'll post in it.
Yeah, I mean, I like to post at the ones that have no posts in computers and technology just to try to help them out.
I'll probably follow up on that. Go back on.
If I post, someone else will post because they maybe I didn't know the right answers, so it's helpful.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was gonna say my experiences from Europe, but I mean this is a pretty full show, so.
What show notes do you actually have?
I talked about Need for Speed Underground 2 on XSLR, and I was gonna talk about internet radio versus real radio, and then I was going to talk about BinRev, and then I was going to talk about something else.
Well, let's go into the real radio, blah, blah, blah.
Internet, yeah, like, internet,
yeah.
You have to realize, like, internet radio
is all talk radio.
Is all, no, like, a lot of it is talk radio.
It's well, yeah, because there's some, I can go into my favorites, and there's, like, Bell, the radio stations, and I can do that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but
which is all music radio, but I don't find any entertainment. Then the DJs on, like, real radio are just so annoying. And
most of the DJs on real radio, they're so limited to say, like, first of all, they can't swear. Second of all, they can't say any really controversial.
They can swear.
They can't say any big swear words. They can't be a racist, they can't be, like, sexist, they can't.
Oh, the one guy was racist.
Well, but usually they get, like, banned by the, SEC.
I was just listening to this one thing.
Okay, you have to realize, okay, there's two types of real radio. There's clear channel, and that's, like, anything, I'm pretty sure, on the right side of the dial on FM. And then there's just, like, college radio stations, and high school radio stations, and small radio stations that don't know.
Tell me exactly what's on the, you know, the high school that we're going to radio station.
I don't know. Is there one? I don't know.
Yeah, there is. Which, you have to be, like, so many, close to, so far close.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never listened to it. But on the left side of the dial, that's where you get sort of the independent radio stations, like in some, like, sports stations, stuff where they can sort of talk their minds most of the time. But then on Clear Channel, they're really limited because they have a lot of listeners. Like, let's say, Cool FM.
Yeah.
Let's say that. They discuss news and stuff, but they really can't give their own opinion if it, like, can be, like, anything that someone will take offense to. Because, like, the FCC limits them. Like,
and to speak your mind, people are going to be taking offense.
Yeah.
By stuff.
And that's what's good about internet radio.
Say, every good show on TV, okay?
Yeah.
Has the warning where viewer discretion is advised. Every basically decent show.
Yeah, I know.
Has that.
And, like, that's what's good about internet radio. You can say whatever you want. I mean, whatever you want.
Like, look at Sean Kennedy. He's, like, everyone calls him, like, racist.
Yeah, I know. He is, but,
Tell me the definition of fascist.
show. I like that little intro. Like, one of the couple owner is a vegan or something, but it doesn't matter here because this show sucks. It's rant speak.
Yeah, but I hear how it goes. Rant speak, rant speak, rant speak. It sounds like that one commercial where they're like, Tony. No, they're like, Jerry. And they keep saying that name over and over and over again through like a 2-minute commercial.
Yeah.
That's all they say, Jerry.
What commercial is that?
It's for Budweiser.
Budweiser?
It's off air. How I saw it was on the funniest commercial.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I have that on tape. I should bring it over to your place.
Yeah. You do? You taped it? Cool.
So I taped most of it. I taped about 3/4 of it because I was doing on computer and other stuff.
Yeah. So, basically we can set shout-outs right now because, we're at 52 minutes.
Yeah.
So, with the music and stuff.
Part of our show will be cut out anyway.
Hopefully not.
I just have a feeling that'll happen. No, I haven't watched in a while.
Yeah, you know, one of my topics was Gaia. One of my show notes.
Oh.
We talked like the whole show about Gaia. Yeah.
Right, the listeners are probably confused.
Yeah, they're like, what's Gaia? You've got to check out Gaia yourself. www.gaiaonline.com.
Yeah.
No, but some of them do know. Like, I was talking to the IRC on Binrev, and I'm like, I'm not going to say it.
They said, most popular forums in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't believe that at first when you told me that, and you said you didn't either, but now I actually do.
Yeah, I think it probably is. But this is what I said. Like, when they say popular, they mean they have the most members. But, like, okay, there's 1 million. Let's say there's 1 million.
Probably more, like, probably something more known about it.
You know,
known,
yeah.
But not more members.
Let's say there's 1 million members, and probably half of them go on, and then they never return.
Like, some of those...
And then half of them are banned.
They do one post or zero
posts. And then... Okay, now we have 500,000, and 250,000 of them are banned from the stupid monitors. And then with those 250,000, those are just people that are on semi-regularly, and that's...
Like, I go once a day.
You'd probably find 250,000 regular people.
My thing is about 7 posts a day.
Yeah, like, before we leave the show, you have to go check out a website called www.fark.com, and you might have already fark.com, and it's like the, like, it's news, but it's like it has funny news, and it has like now let me just check out some of the stories right now. It's fark.com, and
you better hurry because I have to go soon.
Yeah, I know, I'm hurrying. This is the last of our show. Like, it has like amusing, and it's like Laura Bush worships the Dark Lord, and it has like,
it sounds like a basic tabloid magazine.
It's like Kentucky Major in Trouble for renaming roads after ex-wife, friends, and 20-year-old trophy wife. That was just amusing. And then one is like, unlikely to all the nice guys who don't get a girl, your time is nigh. And then there's Photoshop, and then it has pictures, and it's really, it's hilarious. Like, you get addicted to it after you see it. Like, there's a ton of stories, and you really have to see it for yourself. So, fark.com. So, shout out to it today. Fark.com. Guy Online. For all the moderators we hate.
I'm not going to shout out to them. I'm going to shout out to Stanley Wu.
Stanley Wu?
Yeah.
Mr. Wu. Stank Dog. Yeah, overseas correspondent from England, Nick84.
The one guy
that cuts the film.
J1 Studios.
Why?
And also the people, the friendly folks at Ubisoft.
Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we will leave you the same phrase we do every week. Keep gaming, America.